Stupid Because of Christ by Steve Martin. We are stupid because of Christ, yet you are prudent in Christ. We are weak, yet you are strong. You are glorious, yet we are dishonored. 1 Corinthians 4:10. What does it really mean to be stupid because of Christ? Paul described himself and his fellow workers that way. Stupid, weak, and dishonored in the eyes of the Corinthian ecclesia. Back in my Christianity days, I thought it meant standing out through odd behavior. We dressed strangely, banned makeup, drove black cars, refused movies and sports, taped Bible verses on everything, and congratulated ourselves when people mocked us. If the world made fun of us, we believed that it proved that we were fools for Christ. But that wasn't the point. Paul wasn't bragging about eccentric behavior and how it appeared to the world. He was pointing to the scandal of the message he carried to the believers in Corinth, to Christianity. We are stupid for Christ when we say there is no eternal hell, that God's plan never included endless torment for most of humanity. We are weak for Christ when we proclaim a grace so unstoppable that sin cannot outrun it. Religion wants power and control. Grace looks weak because it gives everything away. We are dishonored for Christ when we announce that God will restore all things and that his happiness, not his anger, drives the universe. We are called stupid when we say that God sides with immigrants, the poor, the marginalized, and humbles the rich, the proud, and the powerful. We are treated as weak when we insist that God is absolutely sovereign and that even evil itself was created to display his mercy and grace. We are dishonored when we affirm that the cross was never a patchwork solution, but the heart of God's purpose from before time began. We are considered stupid when we say that every knee will bow, not in terror, but in worship, because his love never failed them. We are counted weak when we rejoice that death, the last enemy, will be abolished, and life will triumph over all. The world wants wisdom, strength, and honor. God delights to use what looks stupid, weak, and dishonored to show the brilliance of his plan. So, yes, call us what you will. Stupid, weak, dishonored. For Christ. Because in the end, the shame of men becomes the glory of God.